Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the first seminar in connecting natural and cultural heritage. It's the first, that's true. We don't know if there will be a second or a third, but this one is the first. So we hope to have more seminars. My name is Margarida Casadevall. I'm the director of the master degree on heritage of the University of Girona. First of all, let me introduce the people in this table. In your left, the first person is Josep Calvó, is the vice-rector of strategic projects of the university. In the middle, Josep Vila is the director of the campus of heritage, natural and cultural heritage of the university. On my right is Joaquim Nadal. He is the director of the Catalan Institute for Cultural Heritage Research. And we are going to introduce altogether this seminar. First of all, I wish to welcome our speakers. You don't know, but for them it has been a huge effort to come here today. So we are especially grateful to them to be here. Unfortunately, we have to excuse Mrs. Gwenael Borden, who is the first speaker today. She's sick. She wrote us yesterday and she said she couldn't come because it was impossible for her to take the plane to travel. So we have a little change in the program. We will explain later because Leticia, she's going to present the presentation of Gwenael, but we have to change a little bit the timetable. On the other hand, I would like to welcome a second group of people that are here. It's our master students. Welcome, students. All of them are in the last part of the room, like today, like every day in the classroom. All of them in the last file. For those who don't know, the master degree of the University of Girona is in this second year. We have started last year this master degree. It's something new at the university, something new, in fact, I think in Catalonia, in Spain. It's a master that tries to work together natural and cultural heritage, and it's a new experience for all of us, for the students, for teachers, for the university. It has been quite difficult to build this master because teachers from the humanities area and teachers from the scientific area are not used to work together. So it has been a long way to construct this master, but we are very happy to have now the master and the students. Without you, we haven't got the master, so welcome to the seminar. When we discovered the Connecting Practice project, we were really happy because it's just the idea we had for them to construct these projects and connect people from the big organizations, ICOMOS and IUCN was, I think, also a big effort to work together. Is also quite difficult, but they try to follow, and they have started a first project, a second project. Now they are ready to start the third. They are going to explain us this morning. Mm. Before finishing, I want to explain some things concerning the seminar. The seminar has been possible thanks to the funding obtained from the Ministry of Education, Culture and Sports for the consolidation of excellence projects, specifically the Euro-Mediterranean Tourism and Water Campus. That's something I had to say officially. The second thing I have to say is that I need to warn you that these sessions will be recorded. So if any one of you have the problems to being recorded, this is going to be included in the University Digital Audio and Video Repository. So if anybody have problems, please tell we, and we try to don't record you or don't be recognized in the recorded version. Finally, I think in your folder you have a survey. Please remember to complete this survey before finishing today. We would like to have your opinion about this seminar and the session to improve our activities in the future. I think I forget something, Claudia. I forget, no? Okay, thank you. Claudia is waiting for me. I hope you enjoy very much this seminar, and I pass the word to Josep Vila, the director of the campus in Heritage.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I think for the campus of Heritage, today is a crucial moment, no? This first seminar about connecting natural and cultural heritage, because this seminar gives us the opportunity to start to work in one of the really hot topics for our campus. I want just to explain a little what is it, no? What is it, the campus of cultural and natural heritage? For us, the campus want to be a thing of identity of our university. So when we're thinking about the University of Girona, for us it's important that we are thinking at the same time in the question of the natural and cultural heritage. So one sign of identity of our university. And also, it's a cooperation and co-working structure to work with public administrations, private companies, NGOs, and the society in general. This is a great opportunity for the university and also for the students of our university to work in a real projects related to the reality of Girona counties, where we have a great and important natural and cultural heritage, like we will see today in the presentation of Oriol Armet, no? So very close to the city of Girona in the Gavarras Mountains, and tomorrow we have a field work excursion to another area, the natural park of Cap de Creus, and we think that we have a territory that is really useful, this holistic approach to the natural and cultural heritage. For example, at this moment, the campus of Heritage is in the process to promote a biosphere reserve in the Costa Brava, in cooperation with the regional government of Girona, la Diputació de Girona, and the Sea Foundation, la Fundació Mar, and for sure the future biosphere reserve will be a great opportunity to implement projects promoting the connection between natural and cultural heritage. And another open question for us, and I think very interesting, is how to promote some of these areas under the World Heritage sites, like World Heritage sites, because we have this important natural and cultural heritage, and we need to be recognized at the international level, and also work together to the conservation of this important heritage. That's the main idea from my side.
Now, Joaquim Nadal, director of the Institut Català de Recerca en Patrimoni Cultural.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I would like to insist on the Margarita's speech arguments of gratitude to all the students that are here from the master degree, and also to all the speakers that accepted at the time very kindly and generously our invitation to participate in this seminar. So thank you very much. And what I would like to do is to emphasize from the point of view of our institute, research institute, why it is important this seminar. And I think that it gives us the opportunity to deepen in the ideas and the arguments that were on the basis at the beginning of the plans for a master degree at the University of Girona. When we began to work in the plans for this master degree, 2.5 or 3 years ago, it arose the possibility to combine two projects, two different projects of master, one in sciences and environment, and another one from cultural heritage. And the idea to match both projects in one single project was, I think, important for us and strategic for the university. So why do we have now in Girona this innovation of a master degree on cultural and natural heritage? Because it was a strategic decision of the president of the university and all the government council of this university. And the idea was clear, apparently, to put together the traditional elements and values of cultural heritage, material and immaterial, with the values of land, territory, landscape, biology, geology, brief, science and humanities all together. Also, landscape and sustainability. At the initial moment, the idea was not clear at all. And some academics of our university were real reluctant to the idea to put together science and humanities. And I insist, it was a, let's say, political decision of the university to imagine a strategic decision to put together both sides of the two different projects. And the progress of the idea, or for the progress of the idea, it was very helpful, the notion of cultural landscapes fully integrated in the policies of ICOM and UNESCO. As you probably all know, after the European Landscape Convention, ICOM proposed the Siena Charter. And we must also consider the resolution of 2016, ICOM General Assembly. Museums, says ICOM, have a basic role in sustainable development and international dialogue. And the resolution also insists that museums, but we could also say heritage, I quote, have to extend their responsibilities to the management and care of cultural landscapes in their local towns, villages and countries. We have gone a step forward And we are proposing the idea that landscape and environment concern directly a larger concept of heritage. We integrate landscape, territory, in a larger idea of heritage, not concentrated in cultural aspects, but heritage as all what we have received from previous generations on what we will give to future generations. And of course, in this larger concept of heritage, it is not only possible, but it is strictly necessary to combine a scientific approach from the side of sciences and from the side of humanities. The Earth, the entire world, its sustainability, and the result and production of human intervention in the world territories of the world, in the world territories, as the main heritage we have to take care of. That's the idea. A comprehensive vision of heritage that includes all aspects of world and human activity in the world. And let's hope that this seminar gives new results for the to strengthen the idea of a master degree that has started with difficulties, but we are already in our second year and we expect brilliant results in the near future. Thank you.
So, bon dia, good morning. I'm afraid that there's a few things for me to left to say for me, because all other previous speakers have explained a lot about the seminar and the university. But anyway, welcome, benvinguts, welcome to the Science and Technology Park of the University of Girona, welcome to the University of Girona, welcome to the city of Girona, particularly those who come from abroad. Benvinguts també els que ja coneixeu la ciutat, però benvinguts al Parc Científic i Tecnològic. Most of you already know the university, but let me say just a few words about the university for those who are not involved in the university itself. The University of Girona is a medium-sized university, let's say. It has about 15,000 students, but I like to say that it's, despite of its size, it's a great university to study, to do research, to develop our career. Not only because some rankings say so. For example, in a recent ranking, Spanish ranking of universities, the University of Girona is in the fifth position among 78 universities, which is quite a good position. And in an international ranking, also recent international ranking, we are in the 700th position among 18,000 universities, so in the top 5% universities. But as I told, this is not the reason my argument to say that the University of Girona is a great university. The University of Girona is a great university because it has several values that go beyond the typical characteristics of a standard university. We put a lot of stress on, for example, on the connection between the university and the city. We put a lot of effort on proximity between professors and staff in general with the students. We put a lot of effort also on cooperation at all levels, on social responsibility, and so. So there are several values that makes us to think that the University of Girona it's a great place to study and to develop our research. Since I am the Vice Rector for Strategic Projects, let me talk just a couple of minutes about two of our goals at this point, the goals of our university. One of our goals is about the impact of our activities into the territory in the socioeconomic environment. We think that university has to go beyond the typical our main tasks, which are of course teaching and research, and we have to go beyond and work in the third and fourth missions of the university. So in technology, technology and knowledge transfer, and also on having some impact, some relevance in our environment, in our socioeconomic environment. So what we call the sectoral campuses are in some way the structure, the tool that the University of Girona has built to approach these third and fourth missions. These campuses, the natural and cultural heritage campuses, is one of them, are tools to connect the strengths of the university itself, so the research strengths, the teaching capabilities, with the society as a whole, as I explained before, the government, the administration, the organizations, the companies, the private sectors, and the society as a whole. So we have several of these campuses, one of them being this heritage campus, but also in other sectors as water, tourism, health, composites, composites, robotics, etc. We have 10 different sectors which group some strengths and connect them with the social environment. Another of our goals is to improve our international presence. So in this sense, we try to give our activities in general this international accent, and in this case, this seminar, it's a good example of that. So most speakers are from abroad, are international experts, which are here to share their experiences, with their knowledge, with the students, professors, and our agents from our environment in Girona. So I thank the organizers, Kim, Josep, Claudia, and so for the effort that I imagine that has been to organize, to put together all this great group of speakers today. I thank, of course, also the participants in general, students and other participants in this seminar, speakers, in particular those that come from abroad. And I only have to add that I wish that the seminar is very profitable. This is it's going to be very interesting for all of you, not only for the talks, but also for the opportunities to maybe in the breaks and in coffee breaks and so to talk together, to share other experiences, other ideas, and hopefully from this seminar it will, some new maybe projects, maybe I don't know, master thesis or whatever could arise from this seminar after hearing the speeches. So that's it. Thank you, everyone. With this, I declare officially open this seminar. So it's time to start really working and in the content of the seminar. Thanks again. Have a good day, and also tomorrow in your visits to the natural protected areas that you are coming to visit tomorrow. Thank you.